Joining me live over the phone this morning with the monthly report from the University of Wyoming, that's Chad Baldwin with UW. Chad, good morning. How's your winter in Laramie? Dry on the high plains as well, I assume, right?
Yeah, we've gotten a skiff of snow here and there, Duke, but the big difference to me seems to be the temperature. It's been so dang warm. But there's snow in the mountains, and I have a feeling that winter could still hit us pretty good here. Yeah. There's still plenty of time.
Plenty of time, absolutely. Well, as always, Chad, appreciate your time and the updates from the university. I think we better start with the Joint Appropriations Committee, of course, heading into the legislative session here in just a couple of weeks, and the recommendation from the GAC to cut $40 million from the budget to the University of Wyoming. So wanted to start there. What's been the initial response from the university? And if that were to happen, and of course, there's still a long way to go for that to happen through the legislative process, but what would that look like for the university?
Sure. Well, Duke, first of all, I think it's important to point out that the university has received great support over the years from the legislature and the governor and our elected officials. And so we really appreciate that. What it has allowed us to do over the years is to maintain that constitutional mandate as being as nearly free as possible to the people of Wyoming to attend here. And so, with that context, I would have to say, as President Seidel said in an op-ed yesterday, that we're a bit confounded at the current situation. And that's because, while, you know, the university has certainly taken its share of reductions over the years when the state's economy has gone down, and that includes some pretty hefty cuts in most recently in 2018 and then 2022 when it was a $30 million reduction. The state's finances, as far as we can tell, are not in a crisis situation. And so a cut of this magnitude coming at a time when the state's doing okay and actually doing pretty well, is kind of hitting us, you know, from the blind side a little bit. I mean, our administration, our board of trustees, has not made any decisions about what we would cut if this comes to pass. But this is 11% of what we get from the state of Wyoming, and again, coming after the previous reductions. We'd have to stop doing some things we currently are doing, and probably reduce the scope of the programs that we offer to students in Wyoming. And so, anyway, that's kind of the reaction we're in now. We're trying to let people know about it. Again, we don't want to get in a spitting match with anybody on this, but folks need to know what it would mean to the state's university if this were to happen.
You know, Chad, as you talk about the university and the impact as in Laramie, but statewide as a whole, that's what you and I discuss all the time, is the university's impact even here on the western side of the state. So what would be maybe your reason for why the university should continue to receive the funding, I guess, is the question today, and why should this not happen?
Sure. I think, Duke, first of all, it's an issue of being accessible to having a high-quality higher education accessible to the people of Wyoming. So Wyoming's young people and even folks who are maybe non-traditional age can get a top-quality education at a very affordable price. I mean, that's our main value proposition of the people of Wyoming, always. At the same time, you know, we do a lot of research and service around the state. That's part of our land-grant mission. And we have extension offices in every county of Wyoming doing important things to help local communities. We have researchers and doing things that are things like, I'm thinking a great example may be invasive weeds, for example, which is a big issue in Wyoming across the state. You know, the university plays a lead role in combating this problem. And I'm not saying we would have to stop doing that completely. We'd certainly prioritize the things that are most important, but the full array of what we provide is quite extensive and would probably have to be winnowed back some. And so, you know, those are just some initial thoughts, Duke. The founders of our state decided that a university was so important that they've created the university before we even were a state. And so, you know, when you talk about essential infrastructure in Wyoming, which is these days, of course, highways and fire prevention and water management and, you know, a whole host of things, some healthcare things. It's like higher ed was considered a key piece of infrastructure from the very start. And so, you know, that's, we need to maintain our higher ed infrastructure, I guess I would say. And this would be a complete about face from what generations of elected officials in Wyoming have prioritized, which is we want a world-class university here in our state.
Chad Baldwin, Marketing Communications with the University of Wyoming, with us on the Weekday Wake Up. Chad, let's talk about a few other things happening at UW over here on Lincoln County, along with, of course, other places of the state. We're talking coal, and what's the future of coal, and how can we keep coal relevant, especially in this refinery-filled demonstration plant has the potential for new coal markets to be opened up. Tell us what this is.
This is an exciting project, Duke. It's up by Gillette. This is finding new uses for coal. We have seen a bit of a recommitment on the part of the federal administration to having a viable coal industry for power generation, but there's we'll see how long that, I mean, it's, the markets are probably going to dictate that sort of thing, and the projections are that probably that's not going to be a growth area. And so what are some things, we got a lot of coal, what can we do with it? So we're talking about things, everything from a soil amendments like fertilizer to help crops, to construction materials like bricks you can make out of coal, things you can use for paving roads and highways, and there's a whole bunch more. So this is a facility dedicated to advancing carbon products using coal and its byproducts, and the Powder River Basin, of course, is a perfect location for it, and this is the sort of thing that Wyoming's university is doing to help the states. This is a legacy industry that's so important to us, and we're dedicated to this sort of thing. It's an exciting project headed up by our School of Energy Resources.
Well, Chad, just a couple of items here at the end. Tell us about the UW Medical Education Program students. It sounds like a clerkship rotation are beginning.
Yeah, you know, people don't often realize, but, you know, we're affiliated with the University of Washington Medical School because we don't have our own medical school. But the students from Wyoming who are accepted into this, and there's 20 a year, do the first year and a half of their schoolwork right here in Laramie. And so we're kind of a medical, you know, it's a medical school, basically, but it's affiliated, of course, with an established one in Washington. But anyway, so after the students complete that first part, then they go into the clinical phase, which is what we're kind of celebrating this new class doing, and they'll be out around the state, out around the region, learning how to be doctors. And this includes this particular class has a real strong Western Wyoming flavor to it, Duke. We have Shane Nelson from there in Afton. We have we have two students from Green River, two from Jackson, two from Rock Springs. So anyway, this is kind of just something we like to celebrate, and maybe it kind of flies under the radar, but we're producing doctors here at UW in affiliation with University of Washington. And, of course, the cool thing is many of these students, after they become doctors, come back and practice right here in Wyoming. And so that's a very cool aspect that maybe people don't think about at UW.
Yeah, of course, absolutely. And looking more back at energy, it sounds like the university is looking for a new executive director for the School of Energy Resources, right?
That's right. Holly Kretka, who led the School of Energy Resources for, I think it was like 5 or 6 years, has moved, taken a different position in the private sector. And this really important part of the university we're moving forward in conjunction with the Energy Resources Council, which is a governing body for the School of Energy Resources here at UW. The search is underway. There's a search firm that's been employed, and this is a nationally and internationally recognized part of the university. We expect we're going to get some really good applicants to help to continue, you know, driving this important work for the energy sector of the state's economy here at UW.
That's Chad Baldwin, Marketing and Communications with the University of Wyoming. Chad, as always, appreciate the update. Thank you so much for your time.
Thanks a lot, Duke.
It's all part of the weekday wake-up this morning on the SVI Radio Network.